welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at the current state of business payments and how COVID-19 has really become a catalyst for organizations of all sizes to reevaluate their current paper-based accounts receivable and accounts payable process and opt for a more digital and efficient process. So joining me on today's episode, I have Ron Schultz, who is the Executive Vice President of New Payment Flows at MasterCard, and Steve Murphy, who is the Director of Commercial and Enterprise Payments Advisory Service at Mercator Advisor Group. So there's certainly a lot to unpack during this episode. So without any further delay, let's start the show. So Steve and Ron, thank you so much for being on today's episode where we're talking about new payment flows. Now, with COVID-19 being a large disruptor in the marketplace, I think it's important to take a look at how businesses are handling this transition and perhaps some improvements they could make. So Ron, I would like to start with you, as I think your organization has some interesting insights around business payments and digitalization. And I was hoping that you could share some of those insights with our audience today, as I think it helps set the table for our discussion.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan, and thanks, Steve. We are seeing the business payments environment exposed during COVID-19. Now, look, we have people that are really suffering with health concerns during this pandemic, so I don't want to indicate that these business payment concerns are greater, but that's where we're going to focus today. So we look at the business payments landscape, and while we have made some nice progress with digital tools available, if you looked inside the accounts receivable and accounts payable departments and functions of small, medium, and large companies alike, you're still going to find a predominant use of paper and manual processes. So the business payments environment has not caught up, not even close, with what we see as consumers. So we're seeing this loud and clear. What's happening now with consumer payments during the pandemic, during the lockdown, consumers are relying on card-not-present transactions to replace card-present visits to stores. And when consumers are visiting stores, they can depend on contactless payments, tap-and-go experience. So they don't have to touch a terminal device or sign a piece of paper or a receipt with a pen. MasterCard research shows us that 79% of the people worldwide are now using contactless payments. MasterCard looked at the growth of contactless transactions in categories like grocery and drugstores, where many of us as consumers are doing most of our shopping. And just in 1 month alone, from February to March of this year, we saw contactless transactions grow twice the amount, so 100 times growth. And then we compare it to a 4% decline in paper checks in a business environment. So I think we have made some nice progress, but the time is now to attack the paper that still exists in business payments, inefficiency that many companies struggle with when it comes to reconciling payments to invoices. So I think this experience with COVID-19 should be a catalyst for great advancement in electronic payments. We're seeing an increased need for these digital tools. So I think that the three themes that we're going to see now, one certainly is the usage of digital tools. The second is better management of cash flow. And the third are efficiencies in accounts payable and accounts receivable.
The only thing I would add to that is, I expect the acceleration because of COVID, obviously, I would expect an acceleration of the move away from paper. But I think there's sort of a sliding scale there, because the larger corporates, for the most part, the larger corporates have sort of moved into digital, and where you've got this major gap is in the middle market and small businesses. So I think the major part of the acceleration is going to come from there. And the other thing you're going to find is that there's going to be more of a demand for mobile at the point of sale And part of that is going to be executed via virtual cards as well. So sending out tokens to a mobile device or a wallet and that being used at the point of sale. And, you know, that in the commercial card space, that hasn't been a big deal or in high demand in the past, but I think that's going to start changing.
Now, Ron, you brought up some key focus areas that I want to dive into deeper here today. So let's first start with the business payment process that organizations go through and maybe give your recommendations on what those organizations can do to adapt their current process to something that might be a better fit given the current environment that we're in.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a smaller mid-sized business owner, I'm going to take a look at my accounts payable and accounts receivable processes. Identify all the paper and match up against those paper products, whether they're invoices, payments, outgoing or incoming, and identify a digital solution that matches up right against it. It's much more important now than ever to provide those electronic payment choices. So if I look at for virtual cards, for example, great invention. Couple decades ago, enabling buyers to use a card, but also have the confidence and control that you have a one-time use card for very specific purpose for one supplier, for one purchase, for one amount on one date. But what that left is the supplier receiving faxes and emails with these one-time use cards and having to match them up again. So now I receive the payment and now I have to match it up against invoices. So what MasterCard has developed is something called straight-through processing. So we take that burden away from the supplier, from having to receive the card number, send it over to their acquirer, process that card-like transaction, and then manage the reconciliation. So what MasterCard does with straight-through processing is process that transaction on behalf of the supplier. So we take in that safe virtual card number, process the transaction, and send the reconciliation information to the supplier in the form that they need so they can have automated reconciliation and avoid that burden that they bear reconciling payment with the data. So that will be a theme you're going to see in the products and services that MasterCard and our partners bring to market. Is the importance of matching the funds with the data. So just like we do for our suppliers and acquirers on our straight-through processing product where we match up the funds with the data, you'll see that throughout our product suite. It's certainly a theme as we address the opportunities that will present themselves in the market with real-time payments and both on the payables and the receivable side. That's something that really has caused all that inefficiency in the back office. That's what's happening. We have dozens and dozens of people sitting as receivables clerks matching payments with invoices. All that is focused on matching the payment with the data, enabling automated reconciliation.
And I would just add to that. I mean, the straight-through processing using virtual cards is really a nice tool for managing expenses because not only do you have the fact that you're not processing the payment, but you typically have very few errors and reconciliation becomes much easier. So your receivables processing costs are managed very effectively. The other thing I think that you mentioned is, you know, tying together all these digital processes is very important because one of the trends we've been seeing for a while is the convergence of the cash cycle. And so, in fact, as you automate and digitize your invoices, that gives you an entry point into a digitized cash cycle, meaning that procurement and payables and receivables and reconciliation can all be tied together. And you can also develop opportunities for supply chain finance along the way. So all of this convergence is facilitated by the ability to bring these products together.
So one of the things I like about MasterCard is the bigger picture of a payments ecosystem and their ability to really kind of break down the silos that we often hear about being somewhat of a reason why payments innovation can be difficult. And it was recently announced that your organization, Ron, has a strategic partnership with an organization to help on the accounts payable automation side of things. And I was hoping I could get into that a little bit. And then also if you could help enlighten our audience to some of the other partnerships and products that your organization offers that enhances the MasterCard's payment ecosystem for business payments.
So MasterCard has a partnership with a leading fintech in the accounts payable automation space, which is AvidXchange. Our product called B2B Hub enables our bank partners to provide this accounts payable automation tool to their corporates, eliminating all that back office inefficiency in their accounts payable department, turning over all those processes to the skilled third party, optimize the mix of payments that they're making across card products, ACH, and checks, and importantly, providing that much needed data associated with the payment to their suppliers, which enables that automated, efficient reconciliation on those card and ACH payments. So these are the kind of actions that corporates should be taking to update their accounts payable processes, eliminate the checks and the paper from the back office, and use this time. This is certainly a catalyst for all of us to accelerate the adoption and the usage of these digital tools. Again, on the receivable side, often missed, left out of the headlines, MasterCard acquired a company called Transactus. A year ago, Transactus builds and hosts payment sites, bill payment sites for B2B and B2C companies, giving their customers an easy online place, online or mobile, to view a bill and pay a bill. Transactus is onboarding record number of mid-sized billers who are now in just a matter of weeks setting up bill presentment and payment sites so their customers who may be now stuck at home, away from their checkbook, away from their paper processes, now they have a simple and easy way to view and pay their bills. But I'll take it one step further as we look at bill payments in general. One way to do that for your customers is to set up an independent site, as Transactus does, for billers to build and host their own site. But that leaves certainly a consumer going from 12, 15, 20 different sites to pay your bills over the course of your month. On the consumer side, we launched a product called MasterCard's Bill Pay Exchange, which powers online bank bill pay, which could be that single aggregated place for consumers to pay their bills. And that would be the easiest of all. For a consumer to go to just one place that I trust, which is my bank, where I can view all my bills, pay them online, pay them on mobile, and also help me with budgeting. This is a time where many consumers and small business owners are struggling financially, putting some extra focus and attention on their household budget. So if I'm a mid-sized or small biller, I would not only want to host my own payment site, I'd also want to participate in MasterCard's Bill Pay Exchange so I can deliver a bill electronically, get paid electronically, and also in this space, get the reconciliation data alongside with the payment, enabling automated reconciliation. So it's very critical to embrace these digital tools at a time like this, and also give your customers choice of where they want to pay, when they want to pay, and how they want to pay. A colleague of mine says consumers are addicted to choice, and we just won't break them, especially in the U.S. So fortunately, we have the tools and capabilities available to small and mid-sized billers to offer that choice to their consumers. So MasterCard's Bill Pay Exchange, for example, offers choice of payment, which doesn't exist today in bank bill pay. Today, it's just a withdrawal from your checking account, and that will be an option, but so will card payments for billers that accept credit card payments, and so will real-time payments when the banks and billers are ready to enable a real-time payment facilitated by the clearinghouse. I think that the time is now where we can really help customers with cash flow, with efficiency, with digital tools that they very much need. So we're pleased to be helping the marketplace be able to function efficiently while dealing with very much unexpected challenges.
So what was formerly overwhelmingly occupied by consumer-related solutions is transitioning over to the B2B space. So there are now more and better solutions than ever before to more effectively and efficiently manage the cash cycle. So for a few years now, we've been predicting a more accelerated shift away from paper processes and payments to digital methods. You know, we finally saw some evidence of this, this shift in the last Federal Reserve payment study, which saw a decline in B2B checks of about 4% year on year. So this is good, but not yet close to the 10% shift we might expect given the solutions that are already available in the market. So the lack of wholesale digital adoption is primarily due to inertia, which basically results in the if it's not broke, don't fix it mentality for corporate transformation. And then you have COVID-19, which seems to have cut through some of this inertia. And we may now finally be seeing the start of a revolutionary change in the space.
Now, a lot of what we're talking about today really revolves around the efficiency and getting paid and paying organizations faster. And on the efficiency side of things, I think we've really covered off on that. But let's talk about the importance of getting paid and paying faster. You know, when we talk about that, one of the things that really sticks out in my mind is better cash flow. So, Ron, I would like to start with you and get your take on how cash flow can affect a business. And then let's talk about how the processes we're discussing today can improve cash flow for businesses?
Yeah, it's a good question, which unfortunately results in an it depends answer for you, Ryan. And it certainly does depend on the segment and the size of the business. But I'll give you one cut, which is that during times where cost of funds is low and access to capital is plentiful, that cash flow and getting paid faster may not mean as much to a large, a well-funded, well-capitalized corporate. But it's still and always going to be very meaningful to small and mid-sized businesses whose number one priority consistently is access to capital and cash flow. So even during times of low interest rates, those small business owners are still paying very high interest rates because of the risk profile. So cash flow for small and mid-sized business will be a number one priority. And that's where you look to card programs, electronic bill pay systems. Steve mentioned supply chain financing. I think this is a critical time for programs like that, which take advantage of differences in cost of funds among players in a transaction. So those kind of moves, if I'm a bank, I want to lean in to a fintech like Previse, who has leveraged terrific technology, leveraging artificial intelligence to get their small, mid-sized businesses paid on day one instead of day 60 or day 90. So those partnerships will also be critical for banks to continue to serve their customers in the way they need it. Fortunately for small and mid-sized businesses, there are ample digital tools available. Many of those we discussed today are offered or fueled by MasterCard capabilities in corporate cards, in automated payables, in bill pay, in supply chain finance.
And the only thing I'd add to that is I think the whole key is digital. So from the supplier side, if you start with digital invoices, it opens you up to this whole world of digital cash cycle solutions and makes everything easier. And on the buyer side, and the other thing for suppliers, just make sure you accept cards in the first place. And on the buyer side, yeah, it just as Ron said, you know, automate whatever you can. And then you can actually tie together these processes and use data and intelligence and machine learning tools to make the processes better going forward.
So before we close things out here, Ron, I think we've covered off on a lot of the disruption of COVID-19 to businesses and what they need to do to adapt to the change and really gain efficiencies at the same time. And I would love it if maybe you could leave our audience with some key takeaways from our discussion today that would really help to drive those points home to them.
It is a time where you want to focus on expenses and controls, adding visibility into the inflows and outflows of your business. There's no better time than now for a business to focus on the digital tools available in both accounts payable and accounts receivable. Those digital tools will enable the controls that businesses need. We look at a corporate card or P-card program with all the reporting, built-in controls in systems like that versus checks or cash. Where you just don't have the visibility, the reporting, the control tools available, the difference is immense. So I think on the payable side, I would look to automate as you can, whether it's an automated payable solution like the B2B Hub or a receivables platform for your customers, a bill pay site. Like we offer at Transactus or like we fuel with MasterCard's bill pay exchange. So the time is to participate right now in the digital tools and systems that are available. Some of these have been around for decades, like corporate cards and purchasing cards, and others are new, and it's time to adopt things like automated payables, things like the bill pay exchange, looking at supply chain financing opportunities to pay small and mid-sized businesses sooner. So I think that's the advice I would give to a mid-sized business, small business, looking at gain increased visibility and control over expenses is to leverage the tools available. They all have the built-in controls, the digital experience that's very much needed now in a work-from-home environment and will persist when the recovery picks up.
Well, Ron and Steve, thank you so much for taking the time today and speaking to me about new payment flows, and I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
No problem.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Steve.